Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Everybody, we are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middlemen, and I'm your host, Alan Harrison.
And I'm Kevin. Yeah, boy.
How's it going out there today, man?
Man, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get on down to a good, serious topic today, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, today, people, I hope you got your thinking caps on and your eyes wide open, because today, people, we're going to try to talk about something that's been going on in the news lately that has been really concerning me and also concerning KG as well, too. We have had numerous conversations about this, and we just went ahead and decided that let's go and bust it out today, man.
Yeah.
Police brutality and corruption.
It's one of them issues where we went ahead and we even changed the topic of the show today because, I mean, man, it's affecting our community so bad right now. That, I mean,
right. It's
crazy, and I mean, we definitely need to go ahead and discuss this because it's affecting a lot of minorities. Some of the things that we've been hearing in the news, I mean, we spoke upon it on a couple other shows, but it seems like it's not affecting no one else's community as bad as it is ours and some of the people in our community. So we're going to get to this today, see if we can solve this crap.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you for tuning in today on blogtalkradio.com. If you're live on the net or if you're on the phone, you know, please, if you want to comment, just call in at 718-508-9972 and press 1 if you want to comment. And also, if you're on the line, please select the Little Man Talk Show as your favorite talk show, because we do want to increase that status as well, too.
Yeah.
And also, if you have any comments, just, hey,
yeah,
got you in on the board, too. Take care of that.
Oh, yeah, and also we have a text number that you guys can get in on us and make sure that we can keep you guys updated on the show. You can text The Middlemen Show to 729-669. You can text The Middlemen Show to 729-669. And what you'll do, they'll go ahead and send you a number over. Call that number, and once you do that, you'll be activated as a member of the Middlemen Talk Show Arena.
All right.
Yeah. So, as far as today, man, you know what I'm saying, we normally would go about what's going on and all that stuff like that. We're going to skip that. We're going
to
go ahead and get into this today, Al. Go ahead and let them know the complete subject of what we got going on, man.
Well, today, people, we're going to be talking about, of course, police brutality and corruption in law enforcement. We're going to be talking about, have you ever been a victim of police brutality or corruption? Do law enforcement use their power against minorities. Also we're going to get into the racial profiling aspect of it as well, too. And we're also going to also bring up some of these current events and also past events where police have used their power against other people, you know, and not just minorities, but, you know, other people as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're going to bring up some of the cases in which some police officers are being convicted and some that are not being convicted as well, too.
One that comes to mind is this case up in New York with the fellow officer that got shot in the back. Now, Doug, you know what I'm saying, Doug G spoke a little bit upon that in his Talk of the Town segment last week. But
right.
As far as that situation up there, man, it's kind of crazy. I see, matter of fact, we got Dub on the line with us, and he may have something to say right quick.
Good morning, good evening, and good night to everybody out there in Radio Land, man. You already know what it is, what it was, what it's going to be like, man. It's your boy, Dub G, man. You know what I'm talking about? Check it in one time, Middlemen Show. You know what I'm talking about? Check us out online and all that good things. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, but I'm going to switch the format on them today, man, if y'all don't mind, man. We're going to do a double dose of church. We're going to skip the talk of the time. We're going to do a double dose of church, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I've been in a couple of funky little situations myself behind a few things, you know what I'm talking about? And I know a lot of people out there can relate and release to what I'm going to be saying. You know what I'm talking about?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So,
glad to have you on the line, Coho.
Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm talking about? We gonna get into it real heavy, man. Because, like I say, man, I'm going to leave my speeches when we come around for the first section of church, man. Cause, hope everybody who listening takes what I say to very, very, very close quarters to them. You know what I'm talking about? But until then, man, y'all go ahead and get this thing started, man. I'm finna duck back over here by my dog, Boone and Log House. You know what I'm talking about? UGK, you new artist. You know what I'm talking about? It's going down real big like that. We on this grill out here. You know what I'm talking about? So it is what it is.
Most definitely. That boy cooking already. All right, Doug, we're going to tune back with you in a couple of minutes, so we'll get back with him in a couple of minutes. All right, today, people, like Al said, we're talking about police brutality and corruption. Now, we're going to start this off, dude. Police protect and serve. Now, Al, what is actually the motto for these guys, man? What's actually the real motto for police, man? Do you have that?
No, I don't. I don't have that, but, you know, I'm not the spokespeople, but I did do my internship back in college with a particular police department where I went to school at. And, you know, I was talking to some of the guys, and of course, they say that they are there to serve and protect. So you really can't, I mean, with all this going on, you really can't really see or say that they're actually even following their own motto because of all this abuse and, you know, these numerous reports, and probably there are thousands of other reports that are not even getting reported anyway, going on that, you know, we have some corrupt police officers.
Yeah, and you know, on the side of the car, now you just said something that was very interesting to me. You said to serve and to protect.
Right.
It seems like they've gone away from the serve and protect to protect and serve. They're mostly, protecting the interests of others and serving whoever they want to serve. They're not even
whoever
getting to the point
serve.
Where, they're not even getting to the point where they're even, I mean, man, you think about it. They're not doing anything for the community, because when it comes to the community, 9 out of 10 times, they're not even from that community, nor are they the same. Even the ones that are the same color of that community, say, for if you got a minority community, the cops that come in, man, they live in the suburbs. They live in areas where they don't even have to worry about none of that.
Right.
But I'm still trying to figure out where and what and who are they serving, because it surely ain't us. And if you're in the chat board, you want to make a comment, go ahead and type it in. We got Jen in the chat board today live, and we appreciate our two guests that's in the chat board at the moment. Go ahead and type in a comment, and we'll go ahead and get with you guys. And if you're on the internet, you can go ahead and join that web chat, and we do appreciate you on this Sunday.
All right.
So what you think about that, Al?
Well, as a person living, in a community to where it is both white and black, and we do have some Mexicans where I do live, I feel like, I rarely see a police officer patrol over here in this area anyway.
Yeah.
But when you go across the highway towards West Tupelo, West South Tupelo, whatever, that's really where, like, a lot of the black people stay and a lot of the people who are in low-income areas stay.
Right.
That's where they at. It's like they're targeting these people because they know that they're going to mess up.
Yeah.
That's formulated in their mind.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it is, too. So, I'm actually part of the questions that we're going to ask. Do police still honor their motto, which we were just talking about that? Not only do that, are they misusing and abusing the power and preying on the weak? Because I'm just going to jump right into it, man. I'm going to jump right into it. I got a situation that happened in Monroe, Louisiana. Okay? There's a gentleman that's by the name of Bernard Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's a 73-year-old retired father. You know what I'm saying? He got a whole family. He was having a little family reunion or whatever, a family gathering most of. So the police, man, they normally patrol this neighborhood. This guy, he's an avid hunter. You know what I'm saying? You know how you is in the South, man. You're going to carry a shotgun in your truck. You might even have a pistol on your seat of your car, but as long as it's visible out here in the South. So the police came by, saw them gathering, which it was a lot of black people. So they came up, they asked their little niece what was going on. She was like, we're having a little get-together, eating barbecue, and the police saw this. So the gentleman say maybe a house next door from where they were having a gathering at. They went down the road a little bit to make this story short. They went down the road a little bit, saw his nephew. He ran up in the house trying to get away from there because, you know, he had a little wreck. He was like, man, I don't want to deal with this. You know, he just went up in the house. So the grandfather came up to the porch, looking through the screen door, came up to the porch, got to the porch. How about the police shot him, man, and killed him?
What?
They shot him and killed him on the porch.
Well, that is ridiculous.
That's not the worst of it. The police got the gun off the porch and placed it to the dead body with bystanders looking at it. And they told them to shut up because you don't know what you're looking at. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what we're doing. So, I mean, they got an investigation with the FBI and everybody else just, you know what I'm saying, checking that little situation out. But now we have a 73-year-old man who's dead, cancer survivor, had throat cancer, couldn't even speak to acknowledge or disavow anything that was going on.
That is
so
crazy.
I mean, man, I mean, y'all got to excuse me today because I'm upset with this because I had an incident happen to me also a long time ago when I was sitting on a friend's porch. The police came up. We out. They down the street stopping somebody. They come up to my man's porch, say, hey, y'all making too much noise. Y'all need to go in the house. Ooh. I'm like, I don't live here. I don't live here. He was like, well, I don't care. You making too much noise. Go inside the house. And I mean, they had their hand on their gun, so they made all this go in the house, man. And you know, as I got older, I thought about it. I was like, man, I was real lucky because I had to walk home. I was young then. I didn't have a car. So if those cops wanted to hit a couple of corners, man, they could have picked me up, probably killed me or whooped my butt. But
yeah.
I really, man,
like
I'm not gonna say all cops are bad.
How did that make you feel? You know,
I mean,
how did that make you feel?
I was angry. I was frustrated. I mean, the whole nine, man, like majority of black males feel in America, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, to the point where, man, you just wanna, if you could do something about it, I guarantee you 90% of us would.
Yeah.
90% of us would, man.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see that. You know, I mean, we see it on TV. You know, we see it, you know, passing through. And then, like, we have this one guy that's down in Starkville. He, you know, he called himself HD the cameraman. And he goes out and he films, like, all types of events. And he went on Facebook and he posted this link to where he shot a video of a police officer really just you know, just going irate over this guy who was not resisting arrest. You know, they were in a public area as far as like at a gas station to where people were in, you know, coming in and out of the gas station looking at this police officer. He wasn't even calling for backup or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Actually, you know, he had the guy in handcuffs and he hit the guy in the stomach. He made the guy, you know, the guy sit down in the car. And then, the next thing I know, he pulls the guy out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking once you get in the handcuffs and you in the car, you know, I'm thinking he's going to drive off and take him to the precinct, whatever.
Right.
But he did not. He pulled the guy out of the car, made him lay down face ground on the ground, stuck his knee on the back of his neck, and told him, don't move or you will get shot.
Wow.
Then he called for backup.
Hey, that's one of those crazy instances that, I mean, that would make us not like the police. And I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
For those that joined us on the line, we are talking about police brutality and corruption. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. And about this time, man, we go ahead and play our first song of the day, which this song right here, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give y'all a fair warning today. Normally, we'll play something that's laid back. And if you got kids in the rooms right now, just go ahead and tell them to go out. I'm going to keep it real. We got it raw today because we are talking
all
about
right.
police. I got a problem with it. So today, our first song of the day is Violent by a man, the late, great Tupac Shakur, because that's what they think we all are. And I can't stand it.
They claim that I'm violent just because I refuse to be silent. These hypocrites are having fits because I'm not buying it, defying it. Envious because I will rebel against any oppressor and bitches known to self-defense. I show no mercy. They claim that I'm the lunatic. But when this shit gets sick, so plain to see, cause I'm the nigga that you sell out all the same to be, in every Jeep and every car, brother softest, I'm never ignorant, getting goes accomplished, the underground railroad on an uprise, this time the truth's getting told, heard enough lies, I told the fight back, I
All right, people, and we are now back live on Blog Talk Radio. This is The Middleman, and you just now heard the late, great Tupac Shakur, and that was one of his songs off, I think, Tupacalypse, and that was Violent.
Yeah, that was Tupacalypse.
And, yeah, okay. And if you're now just tuning in to The Middleman Show today, we are talking about police brutality and corruption. And we're going to get back in. Let's try to get back in this. You know, at first we were talking about do the police still honor their motto, and do the police misuse their power to prey on the weak? And, you know, with all the things in which we have seen and heard of and read about, it kind of seems like they are using their power, you know, to prey on the weak, and they are not honoring their motto, which is, you know, to serve and protect, or protect and serve, whatever it is, you know. But, you know, we have some cases in where, you know, people were victims of police brutality and also racial profiling. G was talking about the old man in Texas who was shot by the police officer.
Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay. Monroe, Louisiana, you know, who was shot by a police officer. And also what's the guy's name? The Oscar Grant kid.
Yeah.
Who was shot in the back at a subway. And I was telling, you know, KG earlier that I was reading, you know, I was on YouTube watching some of the funeral of this, because they had some segments of his funeral on YouTube, and there were some people, you know, some racist people on there leaving some very disturbing racial comments about this man who just passed away, and they put it on the segment where this, you know, this guy's funeral was on. You know, I mean, they didn't show no type of respect for the family or nothing. It's just like, hey, it's just another black guy gone. You know?
Yeah.
Good for him. So,
you know,
I mean,
what, man? I got a couple of cases that I'm going to go ahead and run down to the people and let them check out some of the things that, some of the shootings that we've had this year so far, which, in my opinion, is just crazy. Okay, you just mentioned Oscar Grant. He was 22 years old, got shot in the back. That was in Oakland. Okay, we had Gary King Jr. He was 20 years old, killed by the Oakland Police Department, shot twice in the back. You also have Devin Brown, 13 years old. He was shot while joyriding by the LAPD. Then we have Sean Bell, 23 years old. He was killed by the New York Police Department, shot 50 times by multiple officers. You have Nathaniel Jones, 41 years old, Cincinnati police, they beat him to death. Six officers beat this man to death. There was an unnamed man in Baltimore. He was shot to death by the Baltimore Police Department. You have another unarmed teenager. He was shot to death by the Inglewood cops. Timothy Thomas, 19 years old, Cincinnati PD, shot him in the alley, killed him. You have 92-year-old Catherine Johnson. This happened out here, man, last year. Well, she, you know, got shot in her home in a botched drug, so-called, quote-unquote, drug raid. Then I mentioned Bernard Monroe, 73 years old. He was shot in home in Louisiana by two white officers at a family gathering. You have a 23-year-old black man in Houston, man. This guy got shot in his driveway. They thought the SUV that he was in was stolen on New Year's Eve at his own house,
man.
At a party.
Come on.
So you mean to tell me that these guys are not abusing authority? It's crazy, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's crazy, yo. GM brought us the motto, man. The motto is actually to protect, serve. That's the motto, protect and serve. Who are they protecting? We dying like flies out here.
So, well, and then, like, all those people that you were just, like, naming out, like, they were young people, you know, whose life is just really just about, you know, just started. You know, young people, man. You know, and it don't, you know, it don't make any sense. I don't know if any, you know, disciplinary actions have been taking place with those particular events, but we do have some to where some police officers have been removed and have been convicted or have been suspended. But, you know, in some cases, those actions are not enough.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they're, like the motto says, to protect and serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're out there misusing that or misusing their actual power, you know, how can we actually rely on something or feel safe in our community on both sides? As
now
far as police? Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, if you're on the line with us, you got a story, go ahead and press that number one. We would love to hear from you guys today. I wish we got a lot of people on the line today, so we would love to hear from you guys today. Hell, the same story, Mr. Monroe, Bernard Monroe. Now, you just mentioned about authorities, the guys that are in control who should basically take over the situation and do something about it, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out now. Russell Meehl, he's the Homer police chief. That's Homer, Louisiana. He's the police chief in Homer, Louisiana. Check this out. This is what he said. If I see three or four young black men walking down the street, I have to stop them and check their name, said Mills, who is white. I want them to feel afraid every time they see the police, and every time they meet us, they might get arrested. We're not out trying to abuse and harass people. We're trying to protect the law-abiding citizen locked behind their doors in fear, end of quote. Who in the world is behind who? I mean, who is he trying to protect? You feel what I'm saying? He said the citizens that are behind the doors. Who are these people he's trying to protect?
That is crazy.
I'm upset today.
When you think about it, Jim made this comment earlier that, police officers, when they're doing their training, they are trained to target the African-American race because we are labeled as criminals anyway, and we are more than likely to commit a criminal act versus another race. So, of course, in their training, we are targeted.
A psychologist said that basically they're going to have to go back and see if this is subconsciously happening as far as the racial profile and the racial misuse of their power.
Right.
I mean, are these guys subconsciously sitting up here abusing their power like that? I don't know. But if you're on the line, you go ahead and press 1 if you would like to make a comment. We greatly would appreciate
it. Yeah, share your story.
If you're on the chat board, go ahead and, share your stories with us. If you got a comment, we'll get Jen to come on in and read that for you guys. But there's another part of the question that we asked at the beginning. We are talking about racial profiling. We are talking about every aspect of this situation. And today, on the Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening to the Middleman, you're talking about police brutality and corruption. Now, Al, you had another part to the question. Do white officers feel superior? You know what I'm saying? Do they feel superior over the cops who are the minority? The situation up in New York with the guy, the gentleman, that got shot in the back by a fellow officer. Now, I was listening to some other people conversate about this, and what didn't make sense to me, for those that may not know about the story, there was an officer, he was coming out the precinct, saw a gentleman breaking into his car, he gave chase. Police, three white officers saw him with the gun running down the street. They followed, pursued, as soon as he turned around with the gun, they shot him and killed him. Basically, buddy, I don't think he even got the chance to turn around. They shot him in the back, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The question that does not, the part of it that doesn't make sense to me, Al, who told them how this went down? Think about that. The officer was already dead. The black officer on the ground was dead. So where's the criminal at? Where's the guy he was chasing? Did they catch him?
No, probably not.
Who told them that his car was getting broken into? Did they go back and take pictures? They haven't showed this on the news. Where is all this evidence? He just looked like a target, man, and they got him. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. He was just another black guy with a gun.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. And it kind of makes you wonder, of course, when they do crime scenes, of course, they have to actually create what they think happened, like, far as in the current, the event sequence. To see what happened, what caused the struggle, what caused the whatever, and that problem was actually created by one of those cops.
Yep.
That probably did not even happen. But who's to say? Who's to say? If it's not being investigated properly, who's to say?
Well,
if there were no witnesses out there to identify it, who's to say? And like you said, you did make a good point. Where's the criminal?
Where is everything else that came in with it, man? I mean, it doesn't. Al Sharpton, Jim was telling us Al Sharpton is making a push to get some things changed as far as the training for the police. But man, at that rate, I'm wondering, I mean, you know, like a lot of times these guys feel like basically they're untouchable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And they get all this training. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you remember the movie Colors? You had that cop running around rogue like that and just basically beating down all the gang members and doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, we have a high rate of cops out here killing us right now, and we sitting by not saying nothing. We're not doing nothing. We're not doing enough. Every neighborhood in America, I don't care if you live in a good neighborhood, bad neighborhood, or whatever, when you see that cop roll through, I guarantee you, you worried. Is that cop going to get at me? You know what I'm saying? Could he get at my parents? Could he get at anybody in my family? I guarantee you feel like that regardless. Let me calm down, dude. I'm upset today, man. I'm upset today.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. There's just such and such of people. I got some statistics on the worst states as far as police misconduct. We have California ranking number one with 49 reports. And this is actually updated since 2009 of April. So these results are quite current. There was a total of 495 reports in all. New York ranked second, which is 43 reports. Florida is third with 37. Texas is fourth with 32. We have Pennsylvania with 28. Illinois and Michigan with 21. Louisiana with 16. Arizona with 14. Georgia 14. Washington 14. Ohio 13. Maryland 12. New Jersey and also Tennessee 12. And those numbers seem kind of low, you know, as we look at all these people, you know, who have had, like, incidents with, you know, police corruption or racial profiling or, you know, a lot of these things are not being reported. So these numbers are very, very low, you know what I'm saying, considering all the people who are in North America, you know, as far as the United States. So.
Not to mention that, man, I'm you know what? Those numbers are crazy, and this is how I feel about it. I don't feel like this about all police officers because I have some partners that, you know what I'm saying, they law enforcement, you know what I'm saying? I got some people that have family that's law enforcement. Not all cops are bad, but our second song of the day, people, this is going to sum this up for me, and if, you know what I'm saying, you don't feel like I feel, that's fine, but we're going to go ahead and hit you with this second one outside of here real quick, so this is how it really go down. I ain't gonna say the name, you know what it is. Middleman, Blog Talk Radio.
Got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Such a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit. It's all junk.
kick your ass. But drop your gat, and red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Haha, and that was a classic, y'all. That was, of course, N.W.A. Fuck the police.
Most definitely.
Now we're going to get into, you know, so we're going to try to change something up right now. We got our boy Dub Jizzle waiting on the line.
Hey, Dick, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Dub Jizzle checking in one time. You know what I'm talking about? Going live from the land of the tree. You know what I'm talking about? With my dog Booty Low, man. We still at the grills. Got everything jumping off real quick, man. Y'all already know we skipping over the talk of the town today, man. We're going straight into part one of the church segment. You know what I'm talking about? And the subject for today is police brutality. We're going to do this one on the first part. Now, let it be me, you know what I'm talking about? I done been through a couple of little funky situations and seen my niggas go through a couple of little funky situations, man. And at the end of the day, man, everybody want to get out here and talk this, that, and the other and complain about police this and police that. Guess what? When it come down to the real, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody want to sit in their house and watch TV and talk to their wife and their kids and say, ain't that a shame? You know what I'm talking about? What you really need to be doing is getting up out there, getting out in these streets and moving and shaking with the real people. While y'all criticizing Al Sharpton and people to that degree, all they want is a little spotlight. No, at the end of the day, what these folks are doing is bringing social consciousness with the real problem that is going on out here. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all look at what happened with Sean Bell up there in New York. You know what I'm talking about? He gets... Where's all the rappers at now? You know what I'm talking about? Where all the hard boys at now who want to say fuck the police and all this, that, and the other? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all sitting back in y'all poor houses and cars, ain't doing nothing but like, damn, I said it wasn't me. But as soon as it happened to you, where's everybody had to give me help? Give me help. Why they talk about that situation? All the other people who have failed shooting senseless violence. You know what I'm talking about? The young kid out in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? They got shot in the back. Why he was in club face down? You know what I'm talking about? Where was everybody who went in for him? Guess what? The few people who did get up, come out, and get their little thing on for that man right there, totally shut him down real quick. But guess what? It was all over CNN, NBC, CNBC, and every single news publication that could be on. You know what I'm talking about? But at the end of the day, man, yeah, police are funky. And guess what? They will catch you in a bad situation and will use it to their advantage. They don't see the thing going on with it. You know what? Keep your cameras rolling, your cell phone popping, and record them, boys, and put them on live. YouTube it and everything else. What's going on? You know what I'm talking about? Guess what?
That's
you
right.
Could be the next victim. You understand that, man? Look out for yourself in these streets, man. And you know what? Protect and serve, you know what I'm saying? They really ain't doing it too well in our neighborhood, man. So we got to protect ourselves and serve our own community. You know what I'm talking about? And it is what it is, man. Dub G, you know what I'm talking about? Jump Free Tabernacle, man. Hey, look here. I'm going to check in with y'all later on, you know what I'm saying, man, for part two of the church segment. It is what it is. BlogTalkRadio.com/the middleman, man. Get at us. You know what I'm talking about? We are the middlemen.net.com. And it is what it is.
That was some realness right there, people.
Yeah.
We do need to start standing up for ourselves if we know that these people, what some of these cops are in the wrong. There is a such thing as citizen arrest. You know, we can protest certain things. You know, we can do that. You know, I mean, I know some people are afraid to do something. You know, we all talk about it, but we have to show action. You know, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of things get looked over.
Always, man. Because, I mean, if the police can get away with, you know what I'm saying, getting a little young cat, beating them up, and putting them out in the street like, oh, man, everything's good, they're going to continue to do that. But I'm going to tell you, and I ain't advocating this, but what if we did like Pac said, get out and start shooting these motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then what? Then we got a problem. But, hey, let them know what we're talking about today, because I'm upset as hell.
If you just got tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/middleman, we're talking about police brutality and corruption. First segment, we did talk about the police motto. Do they still honor it? Are police misusing their powers to prey on the weak? And have you ever been a victim of any type of police brutality or profiling? And do white cops think that they're superior over cops who are of the minority race? And as a citizen, do you feel like you are safe in your community with the law enforcement unit? And what should you do if someone or you know of someone has been a victim of police brutality or racial profile? And I think we have a caller on the line who wants to comment as well. You're live on the Middle Man Show.
I got the man. I start with you, man. Out of book door, you know what I'm saying? But hey, hold my stop for the, you know what I'm saying? But I read the story.
I can't understand you, man. I can't understand you, man.
Yeah, take your mouth off the phone a little bit.
They called me the rapper, man. I'm out of Starville, Mississippi, man. You know what I'm saying? The Book of God Project, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on,
you
man?
You know what I'm saying? Cops be harassing every day. Got hate snitches, little run their mouth. I got harassed the other day. They called me the block to fuck out. For real, though. Somebody come out for my juice stuff. What do you expect me to do to get hit around?
I mean, how many times do you get harassed a day, my man?
I don't get harassed that much, but it was just like one day, man.
Yeah. I mean, he just came up and just started messing with you.
You know what I'm saying? They get calls, man. They come through before we do their job. Somebody protecting the sign. I hope he ain't serving them, but some hatred.
Most definitely.
Right.
So, I mean, when it comes down to it, man, how that make you feel, though, man? Do you feel powerless, or do you feel like, man, there's something I can do about it? I mean, how you feel?
I feel there's somebody to do, but I be wanting like the senator, man. But it ain't gonna be never like more politics, man. So that young Jesus be talking about without the thug talk. For real.
Yeah. And we appreciate you calling in, man. You keep listening to the Middleman Talk Show, man. And I feel your pain today, man, because I'm telling you, I'm not one that I really don't like the cops like that. I'm gonna keep it real.
You mean my mama don't even like them, man?
Yeah.
They tried to put the girl out of the project I stayed in
2 days later. What?
She died 2 days later after the little conflict happened, man.
Man, that's ugly. I mean,
did y'all
talk to somebody about that? Not yet, man. It's been a process.
It's been a
process. Okay. Hey, man, just keep us updated on that,
all right?
Yeah. All right, appreciate you, man. And there we go with another case right there, man, with the cops misusing their, you know what I'm saying, misusing their power. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, this goes to the next part of our question as a citizen. Do you trust and feel safe with law enforcement until the, you know what I'm saying, in your community? Do you feel safe in your community with the law? I know I don't. I'm going to keep it real. It's not even for me right now, man, because every time I look around, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeing them riding by with their little eye. They look at you real crazy. You know what I'm saying? They slow down.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what you doing? Man, I even had these cats roll up on me and flash a light up in my face, dude. You talking about somebody got pissed off.
Right. And what is the thing with the tag light? I don't understand that. The tag light. I think you would get a ticket now with the tag light because I have got pulled over before in one of my previous cars.
Yeah.
And my tag light was out. And I didn't even know my tag light was out. But, you know,
right.
those are things that you don't even check anyway, your tag light.
Oh, so hold up. You got pulled over because of your tag light.
Right.
Wow.
Right. He told me I can't see your tag. It is my responsibility to give you a ticket because if we cannot read your tag, you know, that is a violation. So I'm supposed to write you a ticket. I'm looking like, okay. As a normal person, we do not check our tag. We check our brake lights, our headlights, and that's it. We don't check our tag lights. Who checks that?
Most definitely.
But they will give you a ticket for that now.
That's crazy. To all our listeners that's on the line right now, we appreciate you listening to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. I'm going to tell you like this. If you got a story that's talking about the cops, go ahead and let us know what's going on. Because we want to hear what your incident is. This young man just called us, all the stuff he just had to go through. I feel your frustration, bro. You still listening on the phone? I appreciate you, man. But
right.
If you got a story, go ahead and press the number one. When you get finished talking, you can just stay on the line because we can go ahead and disconnect. You don't have to disconnect your phone. So we appreciate every last one of y'all on the phone listening. Now, Al.
Right.
This is a statement that basically I got from another gentleman that's dealing with the Mr. Monroe case, basically, man.
Okay.
He says, all the incoincidental information demonstrates that African Americans are the most frequent victims of zealous, inappropriate police activity that often winds up in a shooting, said Reginald Shuford, a senior attorney with the Racial Justice Program at the American Civil Union, Civil Liberties Union. And he basically continues on to say, it's a shoot first, ask question later approach to police.
Wow.
Now, he's with the Civil Union, Civil Liberties Union.
Right.
You think about what I just said, man. Ask first, you know, I mean, well, shoot first and ask questions later, man.
Right.
How many of us been in a situation where, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my boy JB, he know me better than anybody. Man, I'm going to keep it real. I got hemmed up by the police. My boy JB, he know how I am about the police. My man Jason. We sitting up at a Subway. Man, we got into it with some cats, but it was all good. I get out of my car, man, the police see the same white dudes next to us that we got into it with, but they gonna come to my car. So my boy, my man Marcus and JV were like, hey, man, calm down, because, man, I really don't like the cops. So next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs going downtown. Just because I said, man, every time you look around, we getting profiled by the cops. And he was like, oh, that's enough. That's enough. Next thing I know, I'm in the police car, man. So, I mean, that happened to us a lot, man. If you're on the line, press number one. Tell us about one of your little stories. Because I ain't gonna lie, I don't like the cops.
Can't trust them, man. Can't trust them. I see we got a caller who have a comment again. I think it's the same guy. Yo, you're back on the Middleman Show.
What up, man? It's your boy Bearden, man. Southie County. What up, G, man? What up, Al?
What's up, Ben?
Yo.
Holding on, man. Holding on. Yeah, man, a long time ago, man, I was going to, Northeast Community College in a predominantly white community, Booneville, Mississippi.
Yeah, take your mouth off the phone a little bit, Biz.
And, you hear me now?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, very clear.
You know what I'm saying? And a couple of my homeboys, you know, I had just turned 21, you know what I'm saying? Me and a couple of homeboys, you know, we I was just having a couple of beverages or whatever, you know, so we have about one or two, you know what I'm saying? So we going back to Corinth, you know, to get another case and just, you know, drink it at the house or whatever. So we on our way back, and the police just stopped, okay? And the guy that was driving, we didn't know his license was suspended. So they took him, okay? And then the guy that was in the front, we have had the bill, so they, for some reason, they took him for possession. But we all sitting, okay, and then I'm in the back seat with two pills on my breath, and they get me the perfect drunk.
What?
Yeah, I could have just simply said, you could call somebody to come pick you up. I wasn't driving, I'm in the back seat with my seatbelt on, doing what a good citizen supposed to do, couldn't get a ticket, and they just took me to jail for perfect drunk, not the back seat.
Check your phone, Biz. You're kind of breaking up, but we understand what you said. But
yeah.
Hey, man, normally, I'm gonna just keep this real, y'all. Check this out. Think about this. How many times have y'all watched cops with an old white man, old white woman, or a white man, a white woman? I ain't trying to be racist when I say this. They can get out the car and be like, "Man, what are you talking about?"
Oh,
throw
yeah.
the stickers on the ground, buck up at the cops. The minute we even step out our car, don't even put our hands out. Get on the ground. Put your face in the ground. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dog. What the?
They are immediately used for. Yeah.
So Biz, I mean, they ain't ask you to pull the beer out and be like, hey, man. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Just pull
yeah,
the beer out and
we,
go about your way.
It was like a new case. We hadn't opened it. You know?
What?
It wasn't nobody over the limit where we couldn't drive or we was DUI or nothing. It was just. The guy that was driving didn't have a license, and the other guy that got him for possession, and then they got me for public drunk because I'm in the back seat.
They just, you know, they,
instead of being like, I think the law is, I'm not perfect on it or whatever, but I think the law is if you get out of a car in the road, you're public drunk, but if you get out in the grass, you're not. But instead of them telling me to get out in the grass and talk to me, they told me to get out of the road and immediately put the cuffs on me. And then ask me questions.
Did you have to pay for that, or how you get out of that?
Yeah, I had to pay. I actually served a day waiting on somebody to come pay my bond.
Wow. So they took a day out. You could have got fired from your job and everything.
Yeah, I took a day out of my education, man. You know how bad you get.
And y'all don't understand why I'm like cops.
Don't go to Boomer.
Yeah.
They will get
you. Stay away.
Start me in Mississippi ain't no better.
Yeah. But Biz, man, we appreciate you tuning in, man. Keep you know what I'm saying, keep banging it out. Let everybody know about the show. If you're on the line, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate you taking this time on Sunday to check us out. Y'all have to excuse me. Normally, I'm smooth, cool, and collected. But today, man, I'm telling you, I'm upset. I'm appalled by some of the things that's going on in this country right now. And then on top of that, and this may be another show later on, if y'all think about it.
Yes,
we're going to do a show about the villain, you know, villainizing black men. Because there's another case that happened in Ohio where a white female, she said that two black males in a Cadillac kidnapped her and her daughter and had them hostage. At the end of the story, guess what? This lady was in Disneyland with her daughter, took all the money out of her husband's account, and basically was going to leave him. But she going to play it off and say two black men, you know what I'm saying, took her and her daughter and put them, you know, held them hostage. So for 2-3 days up in Ohio, and I forgot the exact town, they had all kind of problems with black men getting harassed and profiled by the police. Every man in the Cadillac. What the... Man, Susan Smith all over again, dog.
Somebody need to be speaking up, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's gonna take a village instead of just one person. You know what I'm saying? So we need to stand together and fight for the rights. It just seemed like, you know, after Martin Luther King died, everything just went kind of like a skid. Like we just lost, you know, everything. Like for us, I was driven, you know, past to become better as a people.
Yeah, we got superstars, man. We got superstars, civil rights people. And you know what, Al? What your statement just said is going to lead into our third song of the day. This by Killer Mike. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do exactly what this song right here just said. We're going to have to put the pressure on it. So y'all listen to blogtalkradio.com/middlemen.
Don't tell me Negro.
Keep checking this out, baby. That's what it is. Pressure.
You
Killer Mike.
A white man means you a Negro. What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Burt or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names.
Breathe.
another Mexican politician. Better get the police off my ass quickly. If another old lady die in this city, swear to God, we'll burn down the fucking city. Big teams, big dreams, yeah, I'm with it, folks. But 20 years of selling dope, just a fucking joke. And so what, you the man with that white man? Probation got your ass.
Man, that song right there was powerful, man. That song was strong. Yeah. I feel it. I feel it on that one, man. Big up Killer Mike for that one, man. Put the press on him. All day. All day.
Let them know what we talked about today, Alan. And we're going to go ahead and go to this chut segment because I know Dub G about to put some mega blast on this one.
Oh, yeah. And people today, you know, we're talking about police brutality and corruption. You know, do police still honor the motto to protect and serve? And I guess not. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. And we talked about different cases in which people have been victims of police brutality and racial profiling. We also talked about, you know, how, you know, white cops feeling superior over the minority cops in the office. And also, you know, do you feel safe in your own community with law enforcement? And that's the chest we're going to get into. We're going to tell you what you need to do if you know or have been a victim of police brutality and racial profiling. We're going to tell you what to do on that.
You hear the music. You know what time it is. It's about
get it.
Yeah, he is back once again. You know what I'm talking about? Part two. Gonna give it to y'all real talk. You know what I'm talking about? The only way I got it. You know what I'm talking about? It is what it is. It's your boy Dub G back one time for that chut segment. You know what I'm talking about? And we're going on part two of this thing, man. Police corruption, man. Come on, Jack. All you got, if you're a real street cat, you ain't even got to be a street cat. If you're just a real person in general who keeps up with the times and everything, all I got to say is the Rampart Division. You know what I'm talking about? All my people listening from L.A., man, y'all already know what that was about. You know what I'm talking about? But it is what it is, man. It's widespread. It's all over the U.S. right now. I know in a small town where I came from, Pancrachan, Mississippi, you know what I'm talking about? I didn't watch the police pull somebody over. Now, we had the corner store, you know what I'm talking about? They didn't put dope on the person. And look, three people watched him slip it out of pocket and drop it in the back of his car. And just for that fact right there, the man turned right back around and was like, well, you know what? Y'all ain't seen that. Y'all ain't seen that. Nah, Jack, we seen that. We seen that. You gonna have to take all of us to jail, and it's going down for real. The man took the dope out of the man's car. But shit like that really happens. It really goes down, man. A lot of these stories, now, you gotta look at it for what it is, man. Some of the cats out here, man, they be going wrong, and they agitate a situation until, everything is sold off real quick. But, you know, for the most part, you can buy a policeman nowadays, man, because their salaries ain't getting there. I know dope boys who got police on sale right now, on the pay scale right now. You know what I'm talking about? How you think half of the dope that's getting out into these streets is getting to these streets, man, after these big old buses?
Freeze.
You know what I'm talking about? They getting it in just like that. They going to cut you the low, low price and do everything on the up and under. Guess what? If I bust you with 200 pounds of weed and 30 bricks, guess what? It's going to come back. It was 150 bricks and 10 pounds. And guess what? The streets are going to be wide open the next couple of weeks. You know what I'm talking about? So, yes, it is. Money can buy anything. Dope can buy anything. And it shows, and guess who the main people who are going to be dealing with that on the street level? It's going to be the police. So, guess what? Yeah, it is corruption. You know what I'm talking about? From the government on down, and it is what it is, man. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all just keep that in the back of y'all head, man. Stay clear of the fakers and the shakers and the fuck boys and the fuck ass police, man. Fly low to the ground, cause real niggas gonna get it in like this, there. You know what I'm talking about? And this your boy Dub G, man. I'm signing out for the day, man. Chill pre tabernacle sanctuary, man. Like my big brother say, alligator souffle, Jack. Hey, man.
That was our boy Dub Jizzle for the third segment. And he just dropped a lot of milestones for you all people out there. And I'm going to give you all some steps on what you would need to do if you have been a victim or know someone who has been a victim of some type of police brutality or racial profiling. The first thing you would need to do is try to obtain the officer's name and also the badge number. If you're actually involved in the event, try to, you know, make sure you look at his face to get a real good picture of his face. You know, ask him what his name is, you know, again, if you cannot remember, and also take a real good glance at the number that is on his badge. Or also, you can also look at his police car and get the number off the car as well, too. And also seek medical attention immediately if you have been arrested or have or you have sustained any type of injury, and that you know that you have to end up in the hospital or for any type of emergency care. Next, you will need to write down your experience in as much detail as possible. Note date, time, location, everything that you can remember about this particular event. Also, make sure you write down, you know, list the officer's name as well, too, in there as well. If you have anybody around you, take pictures. I mean, all new cell phones now have picture cameras on there, and they also have video footage. You can take shoot a video of the whole entire event yourself. Keep that is evidence. You can't use that. That is evidence. Also, to make sure to take a few of your whole body to leave no doubt that you are the subject. So make sure that you can really show that this is you on that particular picture or in that particular video. And then submit your written account of the police brutality or profiling to an experienced attorney.
Yep.
And then he can decide what actions should be taken and can help you organize a lawsuit if you choose to take that route. Also, write a formal complaint and submit it to the appropriate individual within that police department. I would say submit it to the police chief or try to find somebody who works in internal affairs or something like that and submit it to them. You could also submit something to your congressman as well, too, to the state or the state senator as well, too. You may also submit that to them as well, too. And if you do submit it to them, they will try to direct you to the correct party, and also any type of filing will need to be initiated to this complaint.
Yeah. Everybody that stayed on the line with us today, we greatly appreciate you listening to the Middleman Show. All the people on the web, we appreciate you. You can hit us at 729-669. Text the Middleman Show to 729-669. Man, we appreciate every last one of y'all. It's the Middleman. Like, we can't even get down to play our outro today, so it's all good, man. We're going to keep it rolling. But, Al, this is one of our most aggressive shows we've done thus far.
Yes,
and I look at it like this, man. If you are in a predicament with the cops, cover your ass. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're not going to get put in a predicament where they can take your life. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with backing down sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because you live to fight another day.
Right.
But other than that, man, I ain't got too much to say because I'm about to blow up on this phone as it is. We appreciate y'all listening. If y'all got a question or anything y'all want to get at us, we go to our email. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. You can go to our Blog Talk Radio, our Blog Talk Radio site, leave messages on there. You can also go to our wearethemiddlemen.ning.com site and get your profile. Check us out. It's the end of the day's show. Al, got any last words? I'm about to go out here and try to throw some eggs at a cop car.
All I just want to say, people, let's stand up, and I appreciate you all for taking an hour out of your day to listen to us, the Middleman. Let's kick it.
Yeah. Tune in next week. It goes down every week, 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Be quick, shout it. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com.